How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm feeling a little bit autumnal at the moment, you know, for better or worse. Like a bit like, oh, do you know that sort of like, oh, kicking some leaves, swishing around, you know, a bit sort of, oh, well.
I don't know what you mean. No, I need more than swishing leaves and, oh.
I'm describing it in sounds. I suppose it's just a little bit... meh is what people would say now, isn't it?
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry to hear you're feeling meh.
Not terrible, just sort of a bit like, not been sleeping very well. Anyway, sorry, not to bring a negative vibe to the beginning.
Oh, Tom, please, this is the place for negative vibes.
This is the place for negative vibes only.
I want that on a notepad.
Yes.
First of all, I think it's interesting that you think of autumnal like that, because I think autumnal is a very positive time.
Oh, okay, good.
But I think that's because I like the fashion choices I have.
Sure.
When it gets slightly colder.
I understand.
Sure.
Alf calls it roast season, which I think is quite...
Well, listen, what you two get up to in your own time is up to you. You have my full support. But Now, do you think it's because you've been taking time off and the thoughts have crept in?
Maybe that's often the case. I don't know, actually. I think, yeah, I suppose my problem is, people always like...
Oh, Tom, we haven't got that much time. We've been doing this for 10 years. You've only just got to what the problem is.
Still haven't worked it out. I think the problem is, yes, when I'm not busy, the little thoughts do creep in a bit.
Yes.
And people are like, you must rest, you must take time for yourself. It's like, my experience is, do not take time for yourself. That will be
the worst thing you could possibly do.
So that's, but I don't know if that's... Or people are like, well, you need to work out. Why you can't spend time with yourself? And what is that? No, I don't need to do that. Stop telling me what to do. That sort of thing, I think. Maybe,
sure,
yeah, there's
sure.
a bit of that. But
sure.
as I say, I think if it was sunny outside, I wouldn't feel like that. It's just that it's been a bit grey.
Okay.
Just, you know, nothing terrible.
No, not at all. That's good. I came back from my holiday.
Oh, sorry. And I'm bringing you right back down.
No. And the day after, immediately had a day where I was like, is everything okay? Am I okay? Is life okay?
Yeah.
In that way that sometimes your brain goes, oh, you've had a lovely time.
Yeah.
You deserve that.
Yes, exactly. Yes. It's terrible, isn't it? Why does that happen?
In the words of Annie Lennox, why?
Yes. How true. That was such a great word that Annie Lennox used that time.
Yeah. I love Annie Lennox.
She loves you as well, actually.
Does she? Yeah. I imagine she's a huge fan.
she does.
I think she was a real pioneer in the sort of suits I love to wear.
I was going to say, for short-haired people, she's been very influential.
She really has.
But she's great,
isn't she? We thank her for that.
We thank her. We give thanks for her.
We give her her flowers, sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. They do say that, do they?
People do say that.
Give her flowers. Is that right? Is that
give something
some flowers?
Like that? Yeah.
Give her the flowers?
Give her the flowers, some flowers, her flowers. Maybe it's her flowers.
Is it the idea of like when somebody's like an opera singer, I think, of being given a bunch of flowers at the end?
Sure. I don't know that Jen, what will it be? Are they Gen Alpha, the young people?
Yes,
yeah.
Alpha.
I don't know if they're thinking, I don't know if they're giving her flowers and at the same time sort of bringing to mind a Puccini.
Well, you know.
Is that a mushroom or is that an opera?
It's an opera and that's true actually. Porcini is a mushroom, isn't it?
Okay, good.
Puccini is an opera writer.
What about if it was an opera about a mushroom?
Oh, I'd love to see Puccini's Porcini.
Puccini's Porcini. And it's called Fungi.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That a guy that had too much fun.
Yeah, great. Finally, a lighthearted opera.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, there'll be an undoing, don't worry.
There'll be an undoing at the end in a garret.
Of course.
Wizards, they love a garret, don't they? Yes, I don't know what... is it? But I'm trying to think of an equivalent of something that we say that we don't necessarily know where it's connected to, but it is something like a saying.
Like if I don't see through the window, I'll see through the week?
That sort of thing. In the future, people probably won't have windows or indeed weeks.
No. So. Who was it? Mm-hmm. There was a footballer who said he'd split up his days so that he had twice as much time as everybody else. Do you know this?
I think I do remember that.
No, I can't find it. Don't worry about it. But there was that footballer, wasn't there, that sort of changed what he thought the working week should look like.
Yeah.
So he had 2 days in one day.
Yeah.
Oh, please no.
No flowers for them. But yeah, that is that sort of thing. I mean, it's just interesting, isn't it?
I misheard you then. And I thought you said Ned Flanders.
Ned Flanders said it. He's a footballer, right?
Ned Flanders for them.
Ned Flanders for them. Yeah. But tell us this. How was the holiday?
Oh, it was really good. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I don't know if people say this, but Italy's beautiful and the food's great.
Wow. No one's ever said that before.
I know.
You discovered
and
it.
I guess I'm Christopher Columbus.
Mm, sure. Sure. You're the first...
I'm the first person to go to Italy. Yeah, that's true. I don't think Christopher Columbus was. I know he's America. I'm also not sure he was a good person. Please don't get in touch with me about that.
He wasn't, but it still works as a reference.
It works as a reference. But I loved Italy. I loved it.
Brilliant.
Bella.
Bella Italia.
Didn't see one. Isn't that funny?
How strange.
Didn't see one of those or a Pizza Express.
No way.
Or Azizi's. Isn't that funny?
Wow, what a disappointment.
I guess I was just on the wrong street.
I guess you were in the wrong shopping malls. What?
Yeah, I guess so.
Shopping centres, as we'd say. Well, where did you eat? Where would you possibly eat if not in those places?
Well, they had other pizzerias.
No.
Yes. Family run ones.
Wow.
Love that. Love that for them. I would tell you a few things. Swimming in Lake Garda made me feel alive.
Great.
There.
You're a great swimmer as well, people forget.
Do you know what? Thank you for saying that, Tom. I did do butterfly at one point and my wife said to me, God, I always forget how athletic you are. Gosh. And I guess that's the highest my esteem's been all year.
That's going to be rekindling
brief moment after
everything, isn't it? Yeah.
It really is. So I'll be joining the Lesbian Aquatic Swimming
back
Society.
Back on. It's back on, everybody.
Back on. It's back they've on,
held,
thank God.
They've held a space for you.
Well, and it has to be quite wide because my shoulders, of course.
Of course. And of course. As aforementioned, athletic build. Yes.
Lake Garda are amazing.
Were there waves in it? Because it's quite a big lake. Do you get...
I mean, there were... this was a real... There was issues about the waves because...
Raves?
So, the waves. Oh. Some people said there won't be waves. It's in a lake. And then we went out on a boat and there were some...
Oh, it's choppy.
Waves.
Oh, okay.
It was choppy. Alice drove a boat... Cool.
Wow, that's very cool.
Very cool of her.
Yeah.
What else can I tell you?
Did you get one of those floating devices to go out on? They're quite fun.
We went out on a pedalo.
Oh.
That was good. I went out on a paddleboard.
Oh.
Yeah, she paddles.
She paddles.
Great food. Really good. I had such great classic pastas.
Oh, simple.
So good. Mm. So Alice had a mushroom one. I think maybe Porcini, maybe his cousin.
Maybe Porcini. We don't know.
Simple. So fantastic. Mm. Mushroom and thyme.
Oh, mushroom and thyme.
Mushroom and oregano. I don't know. Mushroom and a herb. Fabulous.
Lovely.
I had an arrabbiata. Fabulous.
What is arrabbiata? Is that just a classic tomato?
With a spice.
Oh, with a bit of
chili. It was quite hot. I got my sweat on, so it was quite spicy.
I was once told in Italy, always have the simple tomato dishes because mainly a tomato sauce will have three key ingredients, which I understand to be garlic, olive oil, and tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some basil.
Sure.
Or maybe a bit of chili. But basically those three core ingredients
do everything you need.
Yeah, because I think the seasoning, how much salt, maybe sugar.
Oh, honestly, the tomatoes there were just, I had so much bruschetta.
Oh.
I bruschetted really hard. I tell you what else, Tom, the wine is so good.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't
the
it?
The house wine. Oh. The house wine everywhere. That's phenomenal. We were in Bardolino. There was local vineyards. We just drank all the local stuff. I mean, we didn't drink all of it. I wasn't absolutely shit-faced.
I was going to say, but they were pleased, yeah. Where's our wine gone?
But, yeah, it was great. I had some tiramisu. Fabulous.
Oh.
The main thing that I need to talk to you about.
Oh, I thought you were saying the main thing you ate. I was like, what? Yeah. What was it?
Oh, no, sorry. Probably pizza pasta. Some great pizzas too.
Yeah.
Again, sorry, don't like to be silly with what's on the top of a pizza. I don't mind a pineapple. I didn't order one, but I think
I know what you mean.
Classic salami.
Yeah, classic.
I'm not interested when people are getting asparagus, capers. No.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, have a salad.
Have a salad, yeah.
Have a salad.
Yeah, classic. It's good.
Très classique.
Molto classico.
Exactly. Bella Classico. Tom, this, I guess, is the big news. I met Italian Tom.
It's Stanley Tucci.
I think of him as American Tom.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he's Italian-American, right?
But he lives in Barnes, I think. I'd like to meet Stanley.
Barnes in London?
Yeah.
Does
he? He's married to Emily Blunt's sister.
Yes, I did know that, because they met when he did The Devil Wears Prada. Yeah.
And she was like, you must meet my sister.
Oh.
I don't know if that's...
Do you find him sexy?
I mean, in as much as looking in a mirror. But, I mean...
You need to get glasses.
I mean, he's very classically handsome in Italian.
There's something about him. I mean, I'm not attracted to him, obviously. But there's something about Stanley Tucci, which is very attractive.
Yeah, very. I think because he seems calm and... Has time for people. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, he's not rushing. He's not like, oh, I've got to... I'm sorry, I can't taste your aubergines today. I've got to rush off.
Is that a euphemism?
I mean, in his cooking show, no.
No, okay. Does he have a cooking show?
Yeah, about Italy. You'd love it as a little post-holiday.
Oh, I would love that. Tom, I need to tell you something. Put Italy on pause briefly. I worked with a producer yesterday. Who works on the Barefoot Contessa.
Who was it?
A guy called Colin. He was lovely. I was shooting something yesterday. He was absolutely lovely. And I said, I cannot wait to tell my dear friend Tom Allen, because he's such a huge fan.
And what did Colin say? Did he enjoy his time?
Very positive about the Barefoot Contessa. Very positive about the whole experience.
Great.
Apparently she just wants to get on with the cooking.
Yes, I've heard that. She's quite no nonsense.
Not so into the fussing.
Yeah, she doesn't want to fuss around. Just let me get on with it.
So I thought you'd love to know that. So we are now, I guess, we're 3 degrees away from her.
We are getting ever closer.
Yeah, we are. We're moments from her orbit, I think.
Just absolutely, an absolute heartbeat away from being invited.
Invited around for some simple dinner.
Just how simple is that?
Just something simple. Something simple and beautiful. With good ingredients.
Absolutely.
That's the sort of thing she'd say, wouldn't she? You don't need to do a lot to it, because the ingredients are so good.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, that's with when you've got great ingredients, I say, just let it speak for itself. Yeah, she would say that.
Yeah.
Put out a nice like platter of crackers and vine leaves. She's like that.
Not so into vine leaves.
You're not bothered? No.
Can give or take.
Hey.
Listen.
Each their own.
Miss Contessa.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Where did you meet this guy? This great guy.
He was.
Oh my God.
Who you could be in a different life.
Happy. He was happy.
He was, I think, like.
No, that sounds like I wasn't.
What did you say?
I said he was happy. And I thought, that's just I'm unhappy. It was only based on my gloomy beginning to the podcast.
Yes, we're fine, guys. Don't worry.
We're fine. He's the manager of a restaurant,
I'm maybe the maitre d' of the restaurant.
Oh.
In the nice hotel that we were staying in.
Oh.
Always dressed really nicely. I mean, red is gay, but hard to say, isn't it, in Europe?
Of course, famous.
Is he just fashionable?
European.
But me and Alice were quite convinced that he might bat for our team, sure.
Yeah.
He was charming, friendly.
Oh.
would give a little wave as I went past.
Oh.
I would say the wave was one of the clues. And I said to Alex, who does he remind you of? And she said, Tom, of course.
No.
Super handsome, had a little stubble of beard. Oh. No hair on the head, just on the chin.
I'm very flattered that I featured it. Maybe it was me. You didn't realise. Maybe I followed you on your holiday.
You've got a job. Very good Italian.
Well, I'd like to commit. If I'm going to do something, I commit.
Yeah, that's true.
Get dressed up. Maybe.
He looked very nice in his uniform. Tie, shirt, waistcoat.
Lovely. Always a classic.
Always a classic. Very good at pouring the wine. Very attentive. Who you would be if you were a maitre
d'? If I was a maitre d' in an Italian restaurant. What a dream. And did he sort of maybe escort you to the terrazza?
We always sat on the terrazza. And yes, he would say, come through.
Oh, come through. That's nice.
Very drag.
Big drag. Very good.
Very drag. Is it? come with us.
Come through.
Yeah. Oh. And so the funny thing was is that we had mentioned to our daughter that I said to her, who do you think that man looks a bit like? And she said, Tom. I said, yeah, I think he looks a bit like Tom as well.
Oh, I'm very
so cute. A couple of days later, I would say that iSpy is quite big in our life at the moment because she's learnt to read.
Oh, wow.
So, there's lots of, don't get me wrong. She's not reading War and Peace. It's pretty.
That would be, again,
insane.
That would be a bleak thing to read as a child.
Yeah.
even for me as a child, that would have been bleak.
Yeah. And when you finish that, here's a little life for you to continue it. We'd played all day. It's a good way to keep her walking, if we're going somewhere because they complain. For someone to be taken on a beautiful holiday to Italy, she really complained about how much she had to walk. I'm like, what are you, the queen? Come on.
Oh, wow. So
you have to, let's play
iSpy. It's warm. Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Keeps everyone involved. Yeah.
Anyway, we went down to breakfast. We're eating. She said, can we play iSpy? I thought to myself, honestly, no, but yes.
What's to spy?
She said tea. And I was like, the terrace. Oh, the trees, all the things. No. She's got a laugh that she's trying to hide. And then I said, what is it? And then she said, Tom Allen, and pointed at that. And honestly,
funny stuff. Oh, thank you for full naming me.
Well, of course she always does.
People usually do with me for some reason.
Yeah. I wonder why that is.
It just flows.
I suppose there's a lot of Tom.
Yeah, and Tom Allen sort of sounds like it flows.
Yeah, I think so. And also it's not too many syllables.
No, not too many. You don't want to have too many.
You don't want to have too many.
I've said that before.
Well, you're very, just the one. You and your brother.
James.
Of course you're Thomas.
Yeah.
But James and Tom.
And I call, which I thought everyone did, but I think it's just me who calls him Jay.
I've heard your mum call him Jay.
Oh, maybe mum does then. Jay. And then other people call him Jim.
I call him J-Dog.
That's nice. He doesn't get that J-Dog. Very often, but that's nice. That is nice.
J-Cloth.
He'd love that. That's nice. He'd love that. Yeah, absolutely. Always getting rid of the crumbs. So that sounds like a lovely, lovely time.
It was great. It was really nice.
And I know you had some visitors whilst you were there, of course.
Yes. Dear friend of the show. Flo and her family were there as well.
It was wonderful. What was the breakfast offering in the, because that's the sort of thing that really interests me.
Well, Tom, I'm so pleased you've asked.
You mentioned it was a nice hotel. You said it was a nice hotel. So I'm thinking, I've been to hotels where it's quite simple, but I kind of like that because I don't like to eat too much at breakfast, but some places are a bit more elaborate and I like that too.
So I'm pleased you've asked this because it brings me on to something else that I need to share with you. So first of all, I'll take you through the breakfast. You walk in the room, to your right, lots of fruit. The fruit's great, of course, as well, because it's such a good climate. So we've got your melons, we've got your watermelons, we've got your pineapple, we've got a fruit salad, we've got some berries.
Lovely.
Then, we've got some yogurts, we've got some cereal. We've also got some waffles, we've got some pancakes.
Okay.
We've got croissants, but the croissants are like apricot croissants.
Yes.
Chocolate croissants, which have had like, I guess they get an injection of goodness.
Of deliciousness, yeah.
Yeah. Then you've got your hot stuff. Then you've got your more European stuff. You know, who wants brie and salami?
Interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
At 8:30. Mm. Not me. Mm-hmm. But
each to their own. You know, as we, each to their as own. We could have called this show, each to their own.
So, I just got that. Each to their own.
What do you mean?
Because, maybe. Was that not? I thought you meant that because we are both gay.
Yes, let's say that is why I said it. No, I didn't say it. I just said it because I thought it would be a funny thing to say. But no, you've...
But that works.
But that too. Works better and stronger and well done.
But here's the thing, Tom. The thing that I guess I've been trying to get to the whole time. There was a juicer.
What?
There was a juicer.
Was it a juicer that slices the oranges itself and then they run down a sort of like a hamster track and then get squeezed?
Not an orange squeezer.
Oh, what do you mean?
A juicer. Oh. You cut up some apples, you throw it in the top, you poke it down with something hard.
Wow.
Yeah. And out comes juice. So I was juicing every day. I was juicing hard.
Wow. Good.
Got home. I've got a juicer. I've juiced every day since.
Your holiday juicing.
I'm juicing.
Also, just take me back for a moment, because when Flo and her family arrived, were you there first and they arrived later?
Yes.
So
yes.
Did you take great pride in like showing them the ropes, or did you let them discover it for themselves?
I don't know how much of the ropes we'd seen because we'd gone for a nap.
Oh, so it was only a few hours ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought maybe you'd had a day or two there before.
No.
Oh, I see. Fair enough. I just thought like, I can imagine, like, for example, I would be unbearable if I was with somebody. So like, oh, let me show you the juicer. This is what you do. And they'd be like, please.
Especially if you were about 12, I imagine.
Yeah. Or still behaving like I'm 12. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. All those things. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, Tom. I'm juicing every day.
Suze, that's brilliant. What are you juicing though?
Thank you for asking.
I want to know.
So I've batch juiced.
Okay.
So I've made two bottles that I'm working through over the next couple of days. One is beetroot.
Oh, so healthy.
Spinach.
Yeah.
Celery.
I thought you say salami. I was like, so you did like it.
Brie. No.
Super healthy.
Celery. Pear.
Okay, lovely.
And an apple.
Oh.
So that was one. The other, apple, carrot, ginger, turmeric.
Oh, what's not to love? You know, my problem with the second one.
I've
talked about it before, but my ongoing itchy carrot mouth, but.
Of course, you have itchy carrot mouth.
But the first one.
Shouldn't have brought it up.
It's okay. But the first one.
Only raw carrots, though.
Only raw carrots. Are these cooked?
What about carrot juice?
Carrot juice seems to have the same effect. Pickled carrots, fine. But I'm not suggesting you put a pickled carrot in there. A cooked carrot, no problem.
I don't know how much juice I'd get out of a cooked carrot.
That's the problem.
More or less.
Don't know. Probably less, I've got to say.
Yeah, I want to say less.
But don't do
less structural integrity.
Structural integrity to juice. But are you feeling great on it? Because this has been some time you've been back.
I suppose I've been on the juice hard for coming up for 2 weeks.
Do you feel energized?
I feel pretty good, I think.
You seem energized.
Do I feel good? Do I seem energized? Yeah. I don't know.
You do 100%. You seem full of vim, full of life.
Yeah, I'm doing that thing where I'm still sort of slightly working out who I am when I'm not being like 100% mum or 100% stand up.
I understand.
Or trying to be 100% both and sort of not being able to do either of them.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
So today I had a day to myself, and what I have done is totally sort of torn a room apart and put it all back in a tidy way.
Oh, what a great thing. Sort of thing I should
maybe.
Be doing. Yeah.
Maybe a great thing, or maybe just a way to not, because then I listen to a podcast, I need to be doing a thing, but also I feel like a massive sense of achievement. But
that sort of thing is quite cathartic, isn't it? I've got to do some filing, for example, which I've been putting off for months, and I know it'll do me good when I do it. But
what are you filing out of interest?
Bank statements, that sort of thing, and nails. Yeah. And
I don't know. I don't know what any of my bank statements are. I think Alice deals with that. I feel like
that's an Alice job in your house.
That's an Alice job. I'm tidying things. Mm. Alice is
probably going, "Where's the bank statements?" And you're saying, "Look how tidy the room is." And
yeah. Oh, I do that. She says I hide things, which I do.
It happens.
Well, because I sort of almost finish tidying something, and then I'll see something and be like, "Oh well, I can't do any more than that," and then I'll just shove the last bit in a drawer.
That's what we all do. And, you know, my thing is drawers are the devil because they provide this illusion of tidy. There's always that thing like, when will I ever sort through that?
Mm, never.
Never, probably never. That little box of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, the little boxes of shit. Mm. What are you going to do? Not actual feces.
No. Well, Suze, this has been a wonderful catch up. It sounds like you've had a wonderful time.
I had a really lovely holiday.
And it sounds like you brought back all that wonderful holiday energy.
With wonderful people, yeah. I felt very lucky. Very blessed.
Do you ever have, when you come back to the house after you've been away, it looks like a different house, but I can't explain why. It looks like you're coming at it from a different angle or something.
Yes. I also, and I appreciate my privilege as I say this, when I get home, I always think, oh, I love my house.
I know that's a privilege. I think you have to apologise for thinking of.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like I have to apologise for everything. Mm. I think sometimes it's just better for me to constantly apologise and then they've got some apologies banked up in case I fuck up.
Bless you for that. Yeah, quite right though. Quite right. Stored in the bank. But I find when I come back, I can't. Do you know what I mean though? But is that, it feels like, oh, the stairs have been moved around the other way. Or like, oh, I've come into this, like the house has been picked up. And I'd say I'd experienced it in everywhere I've ever lived.
Are you sure you're not just arriving home quite drunk?
There is that. I love to play and drink, but I don't know.
Just things seem slightly topsy-turvy.
Yeah, maybe it's just a thing that is only something that I've experienced.
Listen, I'm sure people will get in touch. Let us know.
We're always here for you. But always. Well, Susie, I'm so glad you've had such a great time.
Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate that.
Really proud of that. Please for you.
And before I go, Tom, can I let the listeners know, if they don't know, my tour resumes in a couple of weeks.
Wonderful.
Which I'm very excited about. Mm. And I love doing the show in June, and I'm very excited to go back out. And if people want to come, all the details are at susieruffle.com. Some of the dates are already sold out. And people are asking if you can get your book. You can buy the book at every show. And if you've got the book, you can bring it along and get it signed.
Oh, fabulous.
Signing every show.
Fabulous.
So, yeah, that's all.
Oh. And we'll look forward to seeing you in the weekend in the window.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye. Bye for now. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.